Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chagigo Daf Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Zayin. We're starting three lines from the top of Amud Aleph. Zog the Gemara Abiyudok Sher Roye Semeis V'Sakalo Miskalsin. He sees it to a Semeis. He sees the Chnosas Kalo. Haya Noisen Einu B'Talmidim. He looked at Talmidim V'Oimer Hamayse Koydim L'Talmud. The mitzvahs come before learning. You have to go and be oisek in the mitzvah and stop your learning. Nimnu ba'aliyas beis orim ha-talmud koydim l'maise. Learning comes before maise. And based on that, the more brings Ravoah b'Kisrin, he was in the city of Kisrin, Sholem Chanina Brei mezaki b'Tveria. He sent him to learn Torah in Tveria. He sent his son to learn Torah in Tveria. Sholem v'amulei goyim l'luchesed. So then he got a message that his son is busy with Levias Amaze, meaning he's doing chesed, he's now learning. So Shalach Kosavle, Hamibli Inkforim Bikisrin, Shalach Tichol Tveria. There's not enough Maisim in Kisrin to do chesed, I sent you to Tveria. I didn't send you to Tveria to do chesed, I sent you to learn Torah. Kvarnimnu Be'alios Be'sarim, Be'lud Hachalmut Koidim La'maise. Learning comes before Maise, you should focus on your learning. And what in the Kisrin, Ami Adododom Be'shiyesha Mishiyase? That's only if there's somebody else to do the mitzvah. Of the ancient Mishiyase, he's the only one who could do it. Hamaise Koidim La'tamu, then the mitzvah comes first. Same with Dalma, a story. Reb Chiyo, Reb Yasser, Rami, Anin Meisi, Legeber, Ablozer. They came late to Ablozer. Omelon, Ey, have you said Yomidin? Why you came late? Omelay, Goymel Chesed, we're busy with Chesed. Omelay, Velav, and Taman, Chorinin, there's nobody else there. Omelay, Magir Hova. Chai brings two explanations. Either that was our neighbor, so we were the closest ones, or he was a Ger, and there was nobody else to take care of this mace, so that's what we did the Chesed. Halokha Chesed, Zog de Mishto. Heter nedorim poichim be'avir ve'ein lema mashi esmoichu. The idea of Hataras nedorim, it's not something written clearly in the Torah. It's as if it's flying in the air, and there's nothing really to rely on this concept called Hataras nedorim, that a chacham can come and nullify a vow. Hichus Shabbos v'chagigos u'mi'ilos. Halachas of Shabbos, korban chagigo, and the mi'ilos of kachim. Ke'arorim tluim besoro. It's like mountains which are held on a hair. Meaning, mikro mimuot v'alochas berubas. It's very little psukim, and the alochas that are based on psukim are a lot. Dinim, dinim ominous, v'avoidus v'besamigdosh, the dinim taharis v'atmeyus, and harayis, and all din yeshtem amashi smoichu, they are all, we have a lot of what to dash in the Torah to learn it from. So the Mishnah is giving us three different categories in the Torah. Some is flying in the air, doesn't really have psukim to rely on. Some has a little bit of psukim you learn a lot from, and some have many psukim. Says the Gemara, "Vehein ein gufi Torah." As the Bible explains, they're all gufi Torah. All these different three categories all considered to be gufi Torah. Says the Gemara, "Tanya blazo imi yesh tov amashis b'yichud." This is what to rely on. Legabe enter nedarim. Misha says there's nothing to rely on. I'll give you the source because it says in the pasuk, "Nishbati v'akayemo." Pa'amim sheinu mekayim. Says I did a shvur and I will keep it. Masha, sometimes you do a shvur, you won't keep it. What do you mean? How can you do a shvur and not to keep it? You have a heter from a chacham. There's another rayo. I said a shvur with my anger. Because it's based on anger, I could change my mind. Meaning there's a heter to this neder. Tamatini, we learned in the Masechet Nedarim. Arba nedarim hitiru chacham. There's four nedarim chacham said that are mutar. So what do you mean? Chol nedarim loy chacham mihem shematirim? All nedarim will be mutar by a chacham as we're learning over here. So the Moria does not give the answer, but the answer in the Masechet Nedarim is that these four categories are mutar on their own. You don't even have to go to a chacham to be matarit. Ksiv aydar Moshe Rosh HaMatos of Yisrael. So it says Moshe Rabbeinu, when he says the parsha of nedarim, he spoke to the Rosh HaMatos. Tolo parsha be Rosh HaMatos shu matim lemes nidurim. So the fact that it says Rosh HaMatos is the only place it says Rosh HaMatos to tell you that they are the ones that have the ability to come and be mati or neder. So here's the source, the Rosh HaMatos mati the neder. Continues going of Zion with base. Rav Yehuda b'Shem Shmuel ksiv, it says in the pasuk lo yochel devoroi. He cannot be mechal his dibor. Who ain't no yochel devoroi? Aker who shoyis a devoroi cholim. Someone else can go and be mechal devoroi. Who's that? Zechachom shumatelos nidroi. So that's another source because it says that he cannot be mechal mashal someone else could. Rav Zehir Rav Yehuda Yirmer Baraba b'Shem Shmuel shloisha shemudim lefatech matim kezokin. So he mentioned Rosh HaMatos. You have to have a zoken to be mati the neder. Any three people that know how to do, find a petach to a neder, they can do it. Savin Mamer Mekoshein Zokin. Maybe it's only a place you don't have a Zokin. Says the Gemara, but in the Kisra Amrin, I feel like Mekoshein Shei Zokin. Even if there's a Zokin, three can be Matir than Heter. Omer Kabir Abayisi, Rav Chuna Roshi Matis, meaning Rav Chuna was be Matir Nedarim. So they asked Abayisi, is Rav Chuna considered to be Roshi Matis? Omer Lein, Islays Rav Chuna Roshi Matis, Manini Roshi Matis. If he's not a Roshi Matis, who is? Rav Chuna Roish to Roshi Matis. He is greater than all the Roshi Matis. Of course, he Matir than Heter on his own. We mentioned the idea of Rosh Hashanah, of the Zokin. So we're going to ask another question. Can you be mani a Zokin Dvori Mechidim, meaning can you make, it can appoint someone to be a Rav only for a specific topic, not to be a full Rav for everything? Secondly, Shrei Meadol, let's learn for the following. Rav Menisei Rebbe Latir Nedorim Uli Rus Ksomim. Rav was appointed by Rebbe to be Matir Nedorim and to see the Ksomim. I mean, the Domach, once Rebbe was Nifter, Paul Gabe Beri asked the son of Rebbe, Moimi Abchoris, to be able to be Matir, the Mumi, the blemishes of Abchoris, to say the Abchoris Mutter. Omoloi, ain't ni Moisiv Lecho, Amashanasan Liabo. I'm not adding to you on what a father gave you. And the word brings down another gear set to the story. Omar Beisiv, Aboin Kulu Yoivli. He gave him everything, to do everything. Ladin Yechid, to do his Ladin Yechidi. Ulaatir Nidorim, do a Torsen Dorim. Ulirus Ksomim of Anido. Ulirus Mumin Shabigoli. And also to see the blemishes on Abchor, which are outside. I mean, the Domach, once Rebbe was Nifter, Bogabe Bray has a son, Mumin Shabesezek. He be Matir, also Mumia of Abchor, which are covered. Omar Lei, Any Moisiv Lechol, Mashinas Lechab, I'm not giving you more than what Father gave you. As Rav Chaim brings, the reason they didn't want to give it to him is because Rav was such an expert in Mumi Bchor that if he would come to Matir, people are going to start learning from him. They're not going to know that he has the expertise, but nobody else has such expertise. But in any case, you see, you can be Mane a Rav for only certain things. That's how Rebbe was Mane Rav, not for everything. So the more Avlagav that Omar Mimani was came in Dvorim Mechin, even though we just have said that you could be Mimani for specific things, he has to be Roy to do everything. Just you're Mimani him only for something. Rav Shubin Levi appointed would give smicho to all his talmidim. There was one that he couldn't give him smicho because he was bochi beinoy. He was crying in his eye. Really means, or the Goyen's gear says keyo beinoy, meaning he was missing an eye. He couldn't use one of his eyes. He couldn't mimane him. Why? Because he couldn't do. He couldn't look at ksamim. Something you have to have. You have to look at the two eyes. You have to be able to see it well to seek Somim. So you could be Mimani to seek Somim. Says the Gemara, Mimani El Dvorim Yechidim. So why can't be Mimani to other things? Hado Amra, Roy L'chol Dvorim, Roy L'dover Echod. There has to be Roy for everything. Sharing Roy L'chol Dvorim, Fil Dover Echod in a Roy. You can't not Roy for everything. You can't be Mimani to one thing either. Here is not Roy to seek Somim. So therefore, you can't be Mimani him to anything. Says the Gemara, Lim Nois Kainim L'yomim. Can you be Mimani as Zokin as Smicha? Only for a certain amount of time, for a temporary appointment. So when Yishmeinu Meadu, learn from the following. The Rav Chiya Bar Bo, also going to be a blazer. Rav Chiya walk into a blazer, Omeli, piously, Rav Yehuda Nishayo, please be mefaze me in front of Rav Yehuda Nosi. In other words, convince Rav Yehuda Nosi, the Yichtov Lichado Igro, I want him to give me a letter, the Ikar, to come and give me Chashivas, Vini Smicha, because Nefuk Leparnasensi, Le'ara Braisa, I want to be a Rav outside the Chutzarts. So you should give me a Smicha letter. Paises, that's what he did. He came and convinced Rabbi Yudanesia to do it. The Kosev Lei wrote to him in his letter, Harei Shilachnu Elechem Odol Godol Shlucheinu. Vekayotzebonu. We're sending you someone who's a Shliach, he's like us. Ad Shumagia Tzeh Tzeh comes back. Meaning he's going to be a Rav only while he's in Chutz Laretz. So he gave him only a temporary appointment. Rav Chizka, Rav Doisti, Rav Abba Bar Zemino, Umotu, or some say, Mishreid Rav Dostoy Sabo, Hachin Kosev, this is what he wrote him. Harei Shilachnu Elechem Odol Godol. I'm sending to you a great person. It's not embarrassing to say I didn't hear something. It says the Gemara, Ma'u le'atir b'falnim. Meaning, Hataras Nedarim, can they do the falnim with their own sudr, with their own clothing, now with a talis? Can they wear their just like some kind of cover of their own clothing? You could do Hataras Nedarim this way. Rebbe Atir b'falnim. Rebbe also did it. Rebbe Shuvim Levi Matir b'falnim. Only if you don't have a talis. If you have a talis, you should wear a talis. Only Nidorim, which is easy to be matir, Chaim explains that there's a charato. He regrets it. So it's easy to be matir, so that you can wear palnim. But something that he's not mischar, he's not regretting. And you have to find a pesach, which is much more complicated, there you have to wear a talis. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Chagigo Dav Zayin.